You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Monday night, listeners of Sirius FM, listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Monday evening, Yawmul Thulatha, the 10th of Muharram, 1441, which is also the 10th of September, 2019. We welcome our two engineers, Brother Lokolo, and of course, in the Durban studios, none other than Brother Lance. I see my beloved Fadilatul Ustad says, Malana, it's my very first time seeing and meeting Brother Lance. And of course, our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, who is with us this evening in Durban. I wonder how's the weather there, Fadilatul Ustad. Our Zakat Nisab, 6,000 rand, Mehre Fatimi, 15,300 rand, and the minimum mahr for Hanafi, 303 rand. Minimum mahr for Maliki is 100 rand. Shafi'i and Hanbali, no minimum mahr on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday night. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number. Of course, you can send us a normal SMS message. Or you can also send us an WhatsApp message, 084-786-3132. To the international listeners, overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. I see Durban is having, mashallah, what our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. They are enjoying Mufti Sab. And here we, here in Johannesburg, we're waiting for our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Let's cross over live. Who is with us this evening? Mufti Sab is sitting in the Radio Al Ansar studios. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa rafat. Jazakallahu khairan to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and of Sirius FM, and the esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Obviously, we take this opportunity on this Mubarak blessed night of Ashura, big night, auspicious night, to appeal, a humble appeal to all the esteemed listeners to make dua for us and the Ummah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We also thank our LNL, Lance and Lokolo, for their technician, our technicians and engineers tonight. May Almighty Allah guide them and bless them.
Ustad, we are in the month of Muharram. So the listener wants to know that, what are the virtues of Muharram, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Regarding the month of Muharram and the virtues are mentioned in the noble Quran Sharif, in the Ahadith and Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When one studies the noble Quran, Surah 9, Surah Toba, verse 36, Almighty Allah speaks of our Islamic lunar calendar. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri indallahi 12 shahra fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arba'atun hurum. The day Almighty Allah created the entire universe, we find that Almighty Allah decreed and proclaimed and ordained that there will be 12 lunar months. And from that 12 lunar months, 4 are sacred months. So Almighty Allah is referring to 4 sacred months. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif teaches us in Surah 16, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. You have to explain to the people what was revealed to them, and the Habib of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala explained ثَلَاثٌ mutawaliyat, and that is the month of Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Muharram, and the month of Rajab. Rajab. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So read Surah 9, verse 36, Surah 16 and verse 44, and go to Bukhari Sharif. That tells us already that from time immemorial, the month of Muharram is holy and sacred. Thereafter, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Afdalu siyam ba'da shahri Ramadan, shahrullah al-Muharram. The best fast to keep for us as Muslims after the month of Ramadan, which is obligatory and mandatory, is the month of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that is Muharram. So the month of Muharram has its own virtues, and the entire month we should try and fast, or fast 10 days, 5 days, 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq.
Ustad, you mentioned earlier on that tonight is the night of Ashura. So the listener wants to know that when must we feed our families? Is it tonight or is it tomorrow night for Ashura, Ustad?
MashaAllah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma Ashura, wassa'a Allahu sa'ira sanatihi. Whosoever increases the risk and sustenance and provision on the night, on the day of Ashura, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will increase the risk and sustenance of that person for the remainder of the year. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi, Ibn Hibban, and Tabarani, Mishkat Sharif. So various compilations have mentioned it. It is reported by Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh. So various Sahaba radiallahu anh also mention it. If you read the work of Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, Lataif al-Ma'arif, you will find Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna says, فَجَرَّبَنَاهُ فَوَجَدَنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. We tried it and it works, and he tried it for 50 years plus. So it shows that we should be feeding our wives, our children. Feeding is not confined only to food. Go to your beloved wife, oh honey, take this money. Go to your mother, kiss her hand. Say, Ummi, I love you, my mother, and see the tears will roll down, because a mother's love is unconditional and it has no ulterior motive and hidden agenda. It is pure love. Go to your father and kiss his hand and forehead, O son, O grandson. So that is what this Ummah is all about, where we fulfill the rights of our families, our parents, our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, and in that way there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will make our risk easy. So whether it is, remember, you spend on them or give them money or whatever you, so all that is acceptable. However, we should not consider it compulsory. We should know it's not a time for festivals. It is not a time, you understand, for celebration. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi, تاب الله فيه على قوم ويتوب فيه على قوم آخرين. This day and this night of Ashura, Almighty Allah accepted the tawbah of a people, the Israelites, Nabi Musa alayhi salam's people, and Allah will accept the tawbah of the people of the latter generations. So that's me and you. So let us cry to Allah. We see the micro and the macro. What is happening in South Africa? What is happening in different parts of the world, namely Kashmir, Syria, Palestine, that side there we see Burma, Afghanistan, Iraq, everywhere Muslim blood, and it is the Ahlu Sunnah who are paying the price. So let us cry to Almighty Allah, Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, bless us with safety and security in this beloved country of ours, South Africa. Cry to Allah for the Ummah, Surah 12, verse 64, for Allah خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. Oh Almighty Allah, you are the best of protectors. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Surah 7 verse 151, وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Include us, O Almighty Allah, in your special mercy, Allah, whilst you, O Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So yes, the night of Ashura is significant. significant. The day of Ashura is significant. Those who can fast today, Monday, so you fast tomorrow, Tuesday. Those who do not fast on Monday, fast on Tuesday, Wednesday, and spend on your wives, children, tonight or tomorrow, till before Maghrib, inshallah.
Ustaz, what are the virtues? The virtues of Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ustaz.
Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumas virtues, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has alluded to it in the Noble Quran and mentioned it in the Ahadith Mubarakah by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala informs us in the Noble Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no reward and recompense, but you must love my Muslim family. And remember, this is enshrined in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter number 42 of the Noble Quran. And we find it is mentioned in verse number 23 of the Noble Quran. Surah 42, verse number 23. So there, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching us, sorry, it is Surah 42 and verse 33 of the Noble Quran. So the Quran Sharif that I have here, mashallah, there the print is not very clear. It is 23. So Surah 42 and verse 23. So anyway, remember, Almighty Allah has mentioned it. So here we see that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching us, that Almighty Allah teaches us, لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربة. So we must love the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, they are virtues and merits. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us via the wahi which Almighty Allah sent. Inna al-Hasan wal-Husayn sayyida shababi ahlil jannah. They are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took both the grandsons in the Mubarak hands and said, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa ahibbahuma wa ahibba may yuhibbuhuma. Oh beloved Allah, I love these beloved grandsons of mine. You also love them and love the person who loves them. Both these ahadith are mentioned in Tirmidhi and they are authentic. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was Khalifa and Amirul Mu'mineen, after the martyrdom of his father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, then we see the prophecy of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becoming a reality. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna bni hada sayyidun, that the son, meaning grandson of mine, is a leader. La alla allaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyatayni azimatayn min al Muslimin, Almighty Allah will use him. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, for reconciling the two groups of this ummah, and this happened in the year 41. It is known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of reconciliation. When he, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, resigned, and the mantle of Khilafat and leadership went over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu hadith, the people of Iraq said when they were came to Makkah, they killed a fly. He said, today the people of Iraq are telling me they killed a fly in Ihram. وَقَدْ قَتَلُوا إِبْنَ بِنْتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. But they are the ones of Iraq who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu and his sibtu Rasulullah, the beloved grandson of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هُمَا رَيْحَانِيَّ, they are my fragrance. I used to kiss them, Nabi alayhi salam is teaching us, embrace them, and this was how they were by fragrance. So they have such great virtues, nobody can ever take that away. For us to love the Ahlul Sunnah, to love the Ahlul Bayt is an integral part of our Iman. We must love the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam and respect them. We must love the children and the grandchildren of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Was that a lady just gave birth? A few days ago, after giving birth, her husband passed away, Ustad. Is there iddat upon her, Ustad?
I think that they are speaking about the tragic incident that took place here in Stenga. I don't know the brother, Suhail Desai, I hear his name, and his wife just gave birth about 12, 13 days ago to a wonderful baby daughter, and he was going to see his beloved daughter. Allah knows best. And then there was an accident. He passed away. Allah grant our brother Suhail Desai Jannatul Firdaus, grant his wife, now the widow, and I think the beloved daughter's name is Zahra, that grant them sabr jameel, and grant them such that Almighty Allah envelopes them in His mercy. She's a yatima now. So because, remember, the father has passed on. So we make dua. Surah 59 verse 10. Rabbana ighfir lana wal ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, our sisters who pass away before us with iman. And we make dua. Surah 14. Surah Ibrahim verse 41. Rabbana ighfir لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive the beloved, my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Surah 14, verse 41. And yes, my sister, there is iddat upon you from the time that incident took place. And he became a martyr also. Wasahibul hadmi shaheed, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. When a person is involved in an accident and he passes away with iman and Islam, he's also a martyr. So from the time your husband passed away, that you count 130 days, 130 days, and remember, no new clothes, no jewelry, and no henna and mehendi, and that will be the iddat which is obligatory upon you, arba'ata ashurin wa ashra, as enshrined in the noble Quran.
Ustad, what is the time that the people who perform hajj, till which date are their du'as accepted, Ustad?
Remember that in Hazrat Sheikh Mona Zakariya Nawarallahu Marqadahu, in his kitab, the Fazail A'mal, he wrote, remember that regarding Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Haji's dua is accepted when they return in the time of Zulhijjah, Muharram, Safar, and the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal. And this is mentioned by Ibn Rajab al-Hambali in his work, Lata'iful Ma'arif. And we see that it is mentioned that by Hazrat Sheikh in his Fazail Hajj, but there's a misprint there, and it's written 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal. It's supposed to be the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Yes, and mashallah, on our tour now to Durban and Pietermaritzburg, we met some of our Hajis, mashallah, who are with us in Hajj 1440. Haji Musa, Haji Imtiaz Mangera, Haji Muhammad Mangera, and mashallah, that our brother Hafiz Ahmed Mal, we need to thank all of them, Jazahumullahu Khaira, and we need to thank all the radio stations and their respective directors. Yeah, where I'm sitting now, Radio Al Ansar, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, Hafiz Shabir Basha, he's a Haji as well. He was in Hajj also. Allah accept it. And then we find Haji Faisal Asmal, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and his entire family. So all his parents and his brothers, sister, all of them. May Almighty Allah reward all of them. So yes, how fortunate indeed we perform a Hajj. Hafiz Muhsin Landeri, mashallah, he and his wife. So they were in and out there in the house also where we stay, and we met them. We went to their place. Almighty Allah reward all of them. So we find that Almighty Allah is giving the Haji special privilege, that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is saying, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, Inna Allah yantaliqul haqqa ala lisani Umar. Almighty Allah let the truth flow from the tongue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And so therefore, O Hujjaj, thank Allah for all the rain, all the mercy, and the du'as that Allah has accepted. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. And here, mashallah, we need to thank our brothers Lance and our brother Bilal and Haji Faiz Salim Asmal. All of them, Almighty Allah reward them.
Well, it's half past eight, spot on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday night. I'm going to go for one more question, inshallah, thereafter we'll be going for our ad break. Ustad, the listener is saying, yeah, Mufti Sahib, my daughter is getting married this week. What is the sunnah dua after the nikah, Ustad?
Inshallah, the dua in the days of Jahiliyyah, pre-Islamic days, to say, Bir Rafa'i wal Banin. Islam came and demolished and abolished that and said, no. Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. Oh son, you're getting married. Oh daughter, you're getting married. So after your nikah, we make dua for you. Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk. Allah bless you with barakah from all directions and all sides. Allah keep you, O husband, O wife, newly wedded couple, fi khair, in goodness all the time, all places. The hadith in Abu Dawood. So mashallah, our Hafiz Suhail Wahid married recently. Our Hafiz Muhammad Basa married recently. Likewise, all the people who got married. Our du'as for you on this Mubarak night of Ashura. Barakallahu lak wa barakallahu alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair.
9:29, you are tuning in listening to the Q&A. We go, inshallah, for an ad break. When we get back, we will continue with the Q&A. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
9:25, it's a beautiful Monday night here in Johannesburg, of course. Our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, who is with us this evening, but of course he is in Durban Studios. To all the listeners of Sirius FM, we welcome you. To all the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, we welcome you as well. And of course, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 084-786-3132, that's our WhatsApp number to the international overseas countries, +27847863132. Ustad, a listener wants to know, could you please tell us what must we do for the people of Kashmir and for our South Africans? All the bloodshed, all the looting, etc. What must we do? What should we do? Must we fight back or not? Ustad?
Remember that we as Muslims are the most sober people on this earth. We have no wine, we don't have any swine, so we must not fight back in South Africa especially. We were always living in harmony and will cause more problems. What we need to do is make peace with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and do some introspection and reflection. Number one, ask ourselves, how many of us are performing our 5 daily salat? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Quran Sharif teaches us, Ista'inu bisabri wa salat. Seek divine assistance via patience and salat. So number one. Number two is this, how many of us, our transactions are 100% according to Sharia? We involve in riba and interest. That is war with Almighty Allah. Surah 2 verse 279. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Almighty Allah has mentioned what's happening now in South Africa and many parts of the world. Allah Jalla Wala gave us a beautiful country, more so after apartheid and the dismantling of apartheid. So 25 years we in our democracy, but what we did, majority of us, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ, and we were ungrateful for the recurring, ever-showering bounties of Allah. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Almighty Allah placed upon you the garment of poverty. Look at the statistics. 20%, 30%, 40% unemployment, depending whose survey you want to accept. وَالْخَوْفِ, we live in fear. Every town, every place almost is impacted negatively now. So come back to Almighty Allah. Cry to Allah tonight. Make shukr to Almighty Allah and be grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. Take Islam to the masses who are seeing the TV screens and they think that the Muslims are terrorists and people are crazy. Nay, we have the best and it's our duty to share it with the rest. Regarding Palestine, regarding Kashmir, Almighty Allah has informed us in Surah 5 verse 82, لتجدن أشد الناس عداوة للذين آمنوا اليهود والذين أشركوا. That your worst enemies will be the Yahud and the Jews and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers. We do not say all, but we will say many, many of them and majority of them. So they want to occupy our lands. They want to close our masajid. They want to steal our resources. And all this is manifest for any person who wants justice. We are not asking for favors. We ask for one law. And the one law must be given to everybody in these countries where Muslims are minority. And then you will find justice. When there is justice, you will find peace. You see, in Palestine, occupied Palestine, the Zionist apartheid regime wants to demolish Al-Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and replace it with Haikal-e Suleimani. They don't allow every Palestinian to go and read Salat in Aqsa Mubarak on Jumu'ah and Friday. So see the double standards and apartheid that is there, the wall that is there, the apartheid wall. So all this, we see what is happening. Then we come there to the land of Kashmir. So Muslims ruled India for more than 700 years. Go study the history of Hind. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith. Three ahadith are mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Imam Nasai rahimahullah has brought a whole chapter, Babu Ja'a fi Ghazwatil Hind, that fighting against the enemy there in Hindustan. And remember that is now all these places where the Muslims are lynched and they are murdered. Our women are raped. Our men are executed. So all this is happening in front of the Ummah's eyes. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isabatan min ummati. There will be two groups of my Ummah, and fa ahrazahumullahu min an-nar. Almighty Allah will protect and save them from the hellfire. Isabatun taghzul Hind. That group and that army that will take on the arms and fight against the Hindustan, where there is transgression, oppression and tyranny against the Muslims. And wa isabatun taghzu ma'a Isa ibn Maryam, and that army that will fight and join with Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam to fight the enemy at that time after the second coming of Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai, and we see Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about occupied Palestine, occupied India, occupied Kashmir, and that is the miracle of the prophecy of Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hada hadithun sahih. This hadith is authentic, and nowadays, if you want further, wasahahu al-Sheikh Albani rahimahullah. Even Sheikh Albani has said it is sahih hadith. So a Muslim supposed to play his part and role on this Mubarak night where Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala forgave the people of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. We beg Almighty Allah through the wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the wasila of the Sahaba, through the wasila of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an and Ahlul Bayt. Oh Allah, give victory to our Muslims in the land of Kashmir, in the land of Palestine, in the land of Afghanistan and Iraq and Burma and Yemen. Ya Allah, decimate and destroy the enemies, O Allah. We request of you, we beg of you, Allah. Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu anhu's dua, Allahumma ahsihim adada wa qatulhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Ya Allah, these zalims, give them hidayat and give them guidance. If there is no guidance for them, Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy them and make them a lesson for humanity and posterity.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, a woman goes for Umrah, and but upon entering Makkatul Mukarrama, she gets her hayd. She's only going to be in Makkah for 4 days. Ustaz, please advise.
Everything we will find in the Quran Sharif, the Kalamullah, the direct speech of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find in the Ahadith Mubarakah, the utterances and sayings, Mubarak sayings of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then elaborated upon by the Sahaba radiallahu an and the four schools of jurisprudence. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim, Khudu anni manasikakum, take from me your actions, your speech regarding Umrah, regarding Hajj. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba entered Makkah Mukarramah. It is the 4th of Zulhijjah. It is the 10th year after the Hijrah. Lo and behold, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, when she reads Sarif, Sarif nowadays is called Shumaysiya, so that is just outside the Haram Sharif, there her menses and napaki, her hay started. She made intention for Umrah as well with Hajj. So now when she came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I'm in napaki, in hayz, what must I do? If Ali kama yaf'alul hajj, ghayra Allah tatufi bil bayt. Okay, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, you will perform your Hajj, but you cannot enter there in Masjidul Haram, the Masjid, and perform Umrah and make tawaf because of your condition. So you, my sister, you entered Makkah, you are in menses. Now there are 2-3 scenarios. After 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you get parked, you get clean. So you take a first ghusl, you remain in the state of consecration, ihram. You change your clothes, you change your underwear, you can use your soap, you can't use the soap, you cannot use soap, you cannot use shampoo, all that whilst you are in the state of ihram. And thereafter, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you are clean, you take your first ghusl, obligatory bath, and thereafter you perform your Umrah, and then everything is fine, then you go to Medina or you return home. Second scenario is this, that you don't get clean and you are there only for 4 days, and now you're going to go home or you're going to Medina Munawwara. So in that case there, you cut your hair after 4 days just before your departure home or departure to Medina Munawwara. And after you cut your hair, then you are out of the state of ihram. And thereafter, remember, you'll have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah. And then after, any time in future, you will have to make qaza of that umrah and that pilgrimage, that minor pilgrimage. And this is referred to in the Quran as well. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, complete your umrah and your hajj for the love and the pleasure of Almighty Allah. A third scenario, I don't have all the facts regarding your query, but I'm giving you the different permutations, different situations. You are in Makkah Mukarramah, my sister, and you are there for 4 days. Now, if you do not get parked and clean, then I told you, whilst you are there in the state of ihram, you cannot use soap, shampoo, but you can change clothes and all that. You can take shower. Now when you are not clean and the time has come for your departure, let's assume you're going to Medina Munawwara. So you cut your hair and you come out of ihram, you will slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah. But your stay in Medina Munawwara is 3 days, 4 days as well. In those days there, mashallah, you got clean. So you take your first ghusl, you fasten the ihram, tell your husband or your father to accompany you. You can go with a train, you can go with a plane from Medina to Jeddah, then take a taxi. Or take a taxi from Medina to Makkah, the choice is yours. You perform your umrah, which is wajib upon you and compulsory upon you, because you entered in the state of umrah. So remember, so these are the different situations for you, my sister. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy. In the interim, read Surah 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh, beloved Allah, teach us about Umrah. Show us the places of Umrah and Hajj. And forgive us, O Allah, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. You are all forgiving, very, very merciful.
When should we read this dua or recite this dua? لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. Ustad.
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us, we the creation, every moment, every second, we are in need of Almighty Allah. لا تدرك الأبصار. Our puny little brains, our eyes, we can never comprehend and perceive Allah, Allah's majesty, Allah's sovereignty, Allah Ta'ala's authority is beyond human perception and comprehension. وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ. And He, Almighty Allah, sees the entire creation, the smallest ant on the darkest night in the depth of the earth, that also Almighty Allah has knowledge of that. And His knowledge is all-embracing and all-encompassing. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Subhanallah, every verse of the Noble Quran, look at the tafsir, the commentary. Today's world, the great professor, scientist says, it's a mystery beyond our comprehension. Allah says, وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ. He is the knower of everything that is a mystery. Al-Khabir, He knows everything, the past, the present, the future. So that is to show human being. So today, Maulana Arafat, on a lighter note, I know you like to drive very fast, Maulana. So now you're shooting your car at 180, 200, and now you see the police. So now you say, لا تدرك الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. Ya Allah, don't let them catch me. Don't let them see me. And lo and behold, they caught the car in front of you or behind you, and you went away. So the Quran Sharif, Allah's Kalam saved you.
Subhanallah. 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 Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ustad, I would like to know what is happening about the visas. I believe that they are having a problem at the moment, Ustad.
Sorry, what was the question again? Repeat it, Maulana.
It says, Mufti Saab, I would like to know what is happening about the visas. I believe that they are having a problem, Ustad.
Regarding the visas for Umrah, remember that I am not sure, because we received messages recently, last night, this morning, that the 2,000 riyals are cancelled. Whether it is original news, true news, fake news, I don't know. So what you have to do is, you have to contact your travel agents or contact the embassy, and they will give you the further information. We make dua that Almighty Allah takes every Muslim from all parts of the world to the Haramain Sharifain and our first Qibla, the Bayt Adab, Baytul Muqaddas, Masjidul Aqsa. And remember, all these details, even now in Durban, people telling me, I said, bye, I'm not a travel agent, mashallah. Allah, we go, we guide the people, show them certain things, but I cannot give you conclusive information regarding that. Contact your travel agents or contact the embassy, and they will be able to assist you in that regard.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, could Ustad please give the names of authentic English books on the Battle of Karbala and where to obtain in Durban, Ustad?
Remember that regarding Karbala, who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. So we sent out a podcast just now before the Q&A of our lecture, mashallah, that just took place at Avondale Musalla. And that is Haji Muhammad Yusuf, that is Muhammad Ikhlas, and Brother Ahmed Tahir, and Brother Muhammad Hussein, their honorable father. So I spoke about it from start to end briefly, and you will know then, if you want literature, mashallah, there is so much literature available in Arabic, and remember, in Urdu and English and so forth. If you want details, open Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya by Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, you will find everything there. If you want, remember the details who perpetrated this murder, this heinous crime and martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein, open Al-Istibsar by Tabarasi, open Al-Irshad by Mufid, open, you must remember, the works of the people who perpetrated this heinous crime and the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu. And if you want in English and so forth, then Maulana Abdullah Mullah of Azadwal, mashallah, he just sent me some books now, some information and some books. So contact him, and we can say, he can send it out to you via WhatsApp. So many books nowadays are available, and we need to sift out and give the true narrative without fear and favor. So mashallah, if you just send an email, that is AK Hussain, AKHO mufti@telcomsa.net, or if you send, you must remember, at mufti@telcomsa.net, then inshallah we will able to assist you with books in Arabic, in English, and if you want in Arabic, Urdu, our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, Hafidahullah, make dua, Allah give him complete shifa, wrote an excellent book on this various topics called Badrul Layali, and every alim, every person who knows Arabic, Urdu, then it's a copy that you should, a book that you must have in your library, inshallah.
Ustaz, somebody wants to know from Mozambique, from Maputo. It says, respected Mufti Saab, I want to name my son Ihan, of which the Arabic meaning is full moon. Is this permissible? That's number one. Number two is, what are the sunnah to perform when the child is born? Ustad.
Full moon in Arabic is called Badr. I just gave you the title of the book now, Badrul Layali. The full moon of the night. So it shows that I would rather choose the name Badr compared to what name you gave. Because if you say Ihan, then it can have that meaning, but it has another meaning, and that is to humiliate and disgrace, and is used in that meaning in the Quran. Ihan. وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah disgraces, humiliates, then there's none to give him honor. So therefore, if you are saying Ihan, Ihan, then that is one meaning and enshrined in the Quran. Therefore, abstain from that. And if you want to give your son a beautiful name, then give him the name of Badr. Subhanallah. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala assisted you in the battle of Badr whilst you were very few in number. 313. The enemy Abu Jahl and company, almost 1,000. And Almighty Allah defeated the enemy. So this is the wisdom, Qudrat ka karishma hai. Regarding the sunnats, mashallah, today, Monday, or tomorrow, Tuesday, you are booked in to give birth and so forth, because the ladies nowadays, they do everything before time, you know. So, mashallah, the booking is done, they go in, and the doctor is ready, everything. So, what happens? You gave birth, mashallah, to your flower. So, right ear, adhan, left ear, iqama, and then do tahniq. You take some dates, you chew it, insert it in the mouth of the baby, or take honey also, it's fine. Read the dua of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu Allah. What did he read for Hassan Basri, the sage of the age? Allahumma faqqihu fi deen. O Allah, give him deep and profound understanding of deen. Wa habibhu ilan nas. When people bring their babies to us, we ordinary mortals and sinners, I read the same dua of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Ya Allah, give him profound understanding of deen. Keep him according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and make him or her beloved to the people. So that are the sunnahs the day the baby is born. The baby was born on Monday, seventh day is Sunday. Baby is born on Tuesday, the seventh day is Monday. And then on that seventh day, then aqiqah, two goats or two sheep for the baby boy and baby girl, one goat or one sheep. Then you give out some charity, any amount, and then you choose a good name, and you shave the hair of the baby boy or girl. After you shave the hair of the baby, take zafran, saffron, mix it with water, and apply it on the head of the baby. Many people today don't do this for their flowers. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Then you complain to me, inu magaj bo tikuche. He has a short fuse and is confusing people. Nay, you put the zafran and saffron, inshallah he'll be cool as a cucumber.
I love that one, cool as a cucumber. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, this is from UK. Is it okay to become a virgin for it's V-E-G-A-N, virgin, for no health reasons, just to follow a healthier lifestyle, Ustad?
Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressed this issue in the noble Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tuharrimu tayyibati ma ahallallahu lakum, wa la ta'tadu. اے ایمان والو, او یو ہو بلیو, دیٹ یو مسٹ ناٹ میک حرام دیٹ وچ آل مائٹی اللہ جل والا میڈ لا فل اینڈ ہول سم اینڈ پیور فرام یو, ولا تعتدو, اینڈ ڈو ناٹ گو بیونڈ دا لمٹس, ان اللہ لا یحب المعتدین, آل مائٹی اللہ ڈز ناٹ لو دوز پیپل ہو گو بیونڈ دا لمٹس. سورہ 5, سورہ مائدہ, ورس 87. So today people want to become a vegan. If really it is for health reasons and so forth, that certain type of food don't agree with you, or you are becoming very proud and arrogant and so forth, so then is a different issue. But just because it's a fashion in the West or in the East or certain places, then definitely not permissible. Remember, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look at yourself? Look at the teeth Allah gave us. We are omnivorous. We eat meat. We eat vegetable, fruit, everything. You see, the wild animals, they are carnivore. That day only, you must remember, eat the meat. And you take the rabbits and all that, so they are, you must remember, that Allah gave them different type of teeth. So they are, so Allah made us such that we're supposed to eat it. And they are herbivore, they eat the herbs and whatever. So look at Allah Ta'ala's creation. Don't deprive yourself from that which Almighty Allah made halal and tayyib. So that would not be permissible the way you have described the question.
9 o'clock, spot on. We go for the Isha Azan here in Johannesburg. Of course, in the Durban studios, the time for the news. Don't go away. Stay tuned.